This is Michael Popak with Illegal AF breaking news and analysis. Donald Trump is not done trying to delay the inevitable, which is the April 15th trial, first criminal trial against him brought by the Manhattan DA's office for business record fraud and election interference. That involves the Stormy Daniels hush money cover-up affair. Now we've got Donald Trump pulling an old and tired trick out of his bag, filing what's called an Article 78 proceeding against the judge, effectively a lawsuit against the judge. It's an effort to take a fast-track appeal by filing a lawsuit that gets heard at the appellate court. Let me explain that. Rather than a direct appeal to the appellate court for the rulings of Judge Mershon that they don't like, the ruling to gag Donald Trump, the ruling that Judge Mershon was not going to throw himself off the case because he happens to have a daughter who works, the order related to Donald Trump improperly raising presidential immunity for things that happened before he was president, those series of decisions that we reported on here form the basis, I am sure, of an emergency application. Rather than appeal, Donald Trump is using a little known or little used technique of that's unique to New York procedural law called an Article 78 proceeding. You generally bring that, I'll speak to you from a New York practitioner standpoint, you normally bring that against an agency or a department of the state to get them to do something like a mandamus. But you can, in rare circumstances, bring it as a direct petition, a direct lawsuit, and file it not with the trial court level, but with the appellate court level. In this case, the appellate division, first department that sits in Manhattan over Judge Mershon, basically Judge Mershon's bosses. And what is it is obvious that Donald Trump is trying to do is exactly what he tried to do and failed to do in the New York appellate, in the New York civil fraud case in front of Judge Engoron. Some of our audience, the ones that follow us closely, are probably thinking to themselves, haven't I heard Popak or Ben or Karen talk about Article 78 proceedings? And you have, because back in September and October of 2023, when Donald Trump didn't like the way the New York Attorney General civil fraud case was going for him and the rulings he was getting from Judge Engoron and Judge Engoron forcing him to go to trial, does this sound familiar? Donald Trump filed an Article 78 petition where the defendant is listed as the judge, in this case, Judge Engoron. Now, who represents the judge there? The New York Attorney General, just as she'll represent, her office will represent Judge Mershon in this case. And in that case, Donald Trump lost. He argued that the judge was making improper decision-making. The judge wasn't ruling fast enough on summary judgment. The judge was acting like he wasn't going to comply with prior appellate division rulings, and we need a stay of the case. Now, they did get, and it caused a lot of agita, a lot of heartburn, as a legal terms, in the legal watching world, when they did get one justice who was like the emergency duty judge that day, Judge David Friedman of the Appellate Division First Department, in the Engoron Article 78 proceeding to issue the stay. But it was a temporary stay. He also set an immediate briefing schedule and referred it to the full, it'll be five justices of the appellate division that sit as a panel to hear these issues. So he temporarily stayed the case, like it was like 2 or 3 days tops, but it got fully briefed and argued and heard in front of the appellate division, and they completely rejected the Article 78. The Article 78 was ultimately withdrawn with prejudice, dismissed with prejudice by Donald Trump. And later, the appellate division in October in that case ruled against the stay request outright and also any other relief Donald Trump was seeking. And we know what happened there. Right on time, without really any delay, an 11-week trial happened, and Donald Trump got hit, along with his organization and family, with a $465 million award. That's going to happen here. There's nothing about what Judge Mershon has done in the criminal case that should subject him to an Article 78 reversal by the appellate division, not the gag order, re-gagging Donald Trump so he couldn't attack friends and family of the judge, including his daughter, not the decision that Donald Trump waited too long, almost 2.5 years to file a motion to dismiss on the eve of the trial, arguing he had some sort of immunity, or arguing that why don't we just wait till the United States Supreme Court rules on the after oral argument at the end of this month about whether I have immunity from criminal prosecution, from federal criminal prosecution. Judge Merchan's like, okay, A, you're late, and B, this is ridiculous. You don't have presidential immunity for the things alleged while you were running for office against Hillary Clinton. And that's only federal immunity anyway, not state immunity. So that's denied.
You probably know by now, my family means everything to me. The things we build our future around are the things worth protecting. And making an estate plan now means gaining security of your assets and peace of mind for you and your loved ones. With Trust and Will, you can create and manage a custom estate plan starting for just $199. From my own professional experience, estate planning through other means can be a grueling process and often costing thousands of dollars. But Trust and Will makes it super simple and streamlines the entire process from A to Z. Trust and Will's website is incredibly easy to navigate, and the process is very straightforward. And one of the best parts is that after working with Trust and Will, you'll have the peace of mind that your assets and wishes are secure. Trust and Will has simplified the process of creating and managing your will or trust online, from finding out what's right for your family to finalizing documents with a notary. Ensure your family and loved ones avoid lengthy, expensive legal proceedings or the state deciding what happens to your assets. Live customer support is available through phone, chat, and email. Trust and Will is used by hundreds of thousands of families and counting. Secure your assets and protect your loved ones today with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/legalaf. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/legalaf.
And then the judge, right on cue, they are continuing to try to pressure the judge, try to create error or create appeal ability or Article 78 bases. They argue that Judge Merchan again needs to be disqualified or removed because his daughter works for Democratic campaigns in her position in a Chicago political media firm. Of course, no connection to the judge. He doesn't get any money from that firm, doesn't get any money from his daughter. He never worked at that firm. And why can't he preside over a case involving Donald Trump is beyond everyone, including the judge who denied the exact same motion less than a year ago based on him getting advice from the Judicial Ethics Committee that he did not have to remove himself. So if these are the grounds, and they're really the only ones, the gag order, the immunity motion, and the decision here that recently about Judge Merchan not recusing himself. If those are the bases for the Article 78, he's now Donald Trump's lawyers, led by Todd Blanche. We've heard little from Chris Kyse. So Todd Blanche is going to have to go down today. We'll report on a new hot take. It'll happen quick, and try to get a duty emergency justice, hopefully not Justice Friedman, who's been wrong twice, to listen in their little chambers. There's no court reporter. The attorney general is going to have to run down there on behalf of the judge and represent the judge. The judge won't be there per se in person for this small hearing in this small room about this big decision. And then we're going to find out, and we'll report it right back here. Tune back in here on the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF about whether the judge even preliminarily on an emergency basis granted the stay. Now, all that would mean is like today it would be stayed. It doesn't mean that they couldn't still start on the 15th if he even went down the road or she went down the road as a judge to stay the matter. It would only be temporarily stayed with full briefing, I would predict, at the full 5-person panel that hasn't yet been selected. And then they will hear argument. And if they do exactly what the panel did with the Judge Angoron last minute transparent effort to try to stop the trial, they will deny it quickly. And Donald Trump once again will be forced to dismiss this Article 78. But, you know, a lot of activity here. We gotta explain it. We're doing explainers all the time on the Midas Touch Network and on Legal AF. I'll continue to bring it to you with my experience as a longtime practitioner of New York law and New York criminal law in courtrooms and courthouses just like this one. And this is where we do it. We'll tell you about it all. We'll explain Article 78, the proceedings, how he's doing it, why he's doing it, and who's going to be there, and the type of hearing that's going to be conducted. And then when we get a result, tune back in. We'll give you the update, I assure you. It'll be one of the leaders of Legal AF. If you like this kind of hot take at the intersection of law and politics, you'll love Legal AF. Join us on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll find out why we call it Legal AF. It's for good reason. We curate the top five stories and developments like this one, and we bring it to you. On Wednesdays, I do the show with Karen Friedman Agnifilo, former prosecutor, Manhattan DA. And I do it on Saturdays with Ben Mysalis, co-founder of the Midas Touch Network. So you got lawyers talking about things at the intersection of law and politics that they know what they're talking about. How refreshing. So, and then if you really like the deep dive, kind of geek out on some of these legal concepts in a way that's both hopefully entertaining and rewarding for you, we have a new Patreon. It's patreon.com/legalaf. And I'm posting a video and Ben's posting videos about every week at least, where it's a tutorial, sort of a TED Talk meets a law school class, but in a way that's made for non-lawyers who want to get this kind of knowledge and education as a building block to help them understand our hot takes and our main show, Legal AF. So you're here. And if you like helping us, the other way to do it, frankly, is to free subscribe to the Midas Touch Network. Help them get to 3 million free subscribers until as we approach the all-important election on November the 5th. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting. Hearie, Legal AF Law Breakdown is now in session. Go beyond the headlines and get a deep dive into the important legal concepts you need to know and we discuss every day on Legal AF. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else, all for the price of a couple of cups of coffee. Join us at patreon.com/legalaf. That's patreon.com/legalaf.